America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Thanks so much for being with us. Good morning, Randy.
What's happening, man? Yeah, the tease as far as the trade deadline. I was sitting there, is it 207? No news. 307? No news. 347? No news. Duke Zabel won't get the breaking news. So I was good on that.
But selfishly, at least nobody got breaking news.
Yeah, selfishly about that, but, as far as, you know, them trying to acquire some help to get a defensive player or whatever kind of player to help this this team go forward and everything. Was not surprised at all that a move was not made. And I'm thinking, like, you know, who? I mean, I know the name is always Azeez Ojulari, and then you hear they wanted a two for him.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them a two for him.
And that's the reason why.
And that's why.
They
wanted too much for him. Rightfully so. He's a young ascending pass rusher who's going to hit the free agent market next year, make a nice little check for himself. But outside of that, it's like, who was it, Harold Landry and other guys
Key.
Like Arden Key, guys like that.
Yep.
I mean, what did they want? I'm sure they wasn't there more than a six or seven. But was that going to transform your pass rush?
Certainly not going to transform it. It almost at that point felt like it would be something to just to placate, just to sort of make you feel better about, okay, we're going for it, or at least we believe that we're all in, so we're going to try to show that we're all in or something like that. I don't think that the three sacks on Sunday changed their thought process.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I think it was just more of a, I'm sure Terry Fontenot called. I'm sure he tried. I know Duke Zabel are going to be up there today in Flowery Branch, and they'll talk about it and maybe even get some answers. At the end of the day, Falcons don't have a lot of draft assets right now for a couple of different reasons, trades and sanctions and stuff like that. And teams were asking too much for, like, average return. You know what I mean? Like, no offense to these guys. And I would have loved it if they would have gone out and gotten it. I'm more of a blank these picks kind of guy.
Right.
Because I don't get fired if it doesn't work out.
Right.
I just want the team to try to go as all in as they can right now. Now, if they would have gotten Azeez Ojulari yesterday, does that take you from what to what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, had you done that.
You get better.
You get better.
Because he's a good player.
You get better. But are you better than, like, where you sort of see yourself right now in the NFC? I don't know.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I still think there's a top shelf, and I think the Falcons are right below that, and that's no shame. I think the Falcons are really good, and that's probably even better than we had anticipated them being when the season started. They look really good offensively. But I don't know that they're one guy like that. Now, if the one guy was Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or something like that, which was going to cost you an arm and a leg to go get, and clearly wasn't even on the table because those guys didn't move, maybe that would have been it. But the moves that we were talking about would have been nice, and I would have liked to have seen them do it. But the fact that they didn't do it doesn't really change my outlook on the team.
No, I mean, they are who they are.
Yeah.
You know, they are who they are. It's going to be it's going to be a struggle.
It is.
To trust the pass.
It is.
Is this what it is?
I asked Joe last Thursday or the Thursday before, I don't remember, whatever, the answer remains the same. The ceiling of the defense if they don't add anything.
Right.
Well, it's average. It's going to be an average defense.
It is just going to be. That's when I think we talked about it on Monday. They're just going to have to try to thrive off of a turnover and trying to get the ball off of teams like that and continually be a bend but don't break, no touchdown, field goal type team. But some of those things can also hurt you offensively because that takes away possessions, that takes away time, all those different things like that. So, I mean, we figured it out from as the season went along. It don't matter if they got the lead.
No.
That was the thing. They got to get the lead to be able to rush the passer.
All the different little ingredients that we were – I don't know if anyone really believed them, but you say them because you have to say stuff into the microphone on Wednesdays when you meet with the media.
Right.
All that – well, you know, play with the lead.
Yeah. No.
Stop the run.
No.
Make them one-dimensional.
No.
Because, I mean, you know – Cowboys kind of are, but still didn't.
Yeah.
And they got three last week, so maybe maybe the worm is turning and they're going to start getting multiple sacks every weekend, hopefully. Mm. But yeah, they're just not good at rushing the passer, and that's that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And,
like,
and unless
it's frustrating, but that's that.
But then it comes down to, you know, things that, that Jimmy has said and obviously Raw has said is you got to just start winning more one-on-one battles. You got to get guys winning one-on-one battles, especially a guy who you gave up a pick for this summer and Matthew Judon, who just, you know, last week, if he doesn't get his hand on that screen, that's a house call.
Probably a touchdown.
Yeah, it's a house call. So it's a great play by him, but he's still not doing what he needs to do as far as, and Ross said it, we brought you here to do something, and you're not getting that done. And so we'll just continue to see how it goes and how Jimmy tries to scheme up and if he blitzes more and all those different things. They play the too high because they don't want to give up the big play and everything like that. Fine, whatever, whatever. That's how you want to play. You're 6-3 playing that way.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. And I won't say most impressive, but it is what it is. You're 6-3 in control of the South, playing a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And so then you look at it as far as every sack is a bonus. I don't want to look at it that way.
No.
You should be no. That's a part of the game.
No, I can't, like, you know, we just said they're not very good at getting to the quarterback, and that's that.
Right.
But I can't live with getting three sacks in a month.
Right.
You know, like, you've got to get to the point where what you did on Sunday was, all right, that was maybe the best game that we've got at getting to the quarterback, but if you can affect him, because they affected him. Caden Ellis, they used in different ways, mm-hmm. and he was played really well. Effective at getting to the quarterback.
They used him like he was using in New Orleans.
They did,
yeah.
Where he, I believe, had seven sacks in the final year before he came here, so maybe that's a little bit of a key to unlock the mystery of the pass rush, because that's what it is now, okay, trade deadline's come and gone. You've had the injuries that you've had. You've got some guys back that you didn't have before. And it's up to Jimmy Lake and Raheem Morris to use the weapons that they have and figure out how to get them home. And again, they did it Sunday three times. Mm-hmm. One of them was sort of a coverage sack, sort of a Dak just didn't see the guy and held onto it. Whatever.
That dude was wide ass open.
That would have been a touchdown too. That would have been, but whatever. Yeah, whatever. Because we said it the week before, Baker dropped back 50 times. Can you stumble?
Yeah.
Like, can your shoe come untied and you fall down once? Because most teams luck into one. Yeah. So they lucked into that one, but Ebikidi earned the next one. Mm-hmm. Like, he got back there and won. And maybe he can start doing that a little bit more. Again, it's not going to be a strength of the team, but if it can just not be a crippling, embarrassing weakness.
Yes.
The offense is good enough for you to be able to live with
it. I agree with that. And I think it is a glaring weakness, but the reason it's not embarrassing because you're 6-3.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
If they were 3-6, it's all we'd talk about.
Yeah, exactly. But
it isn't, because if they were 3-6, that would mean Kirk Cousins wasn't good.
Yeah, but they're in the plus category as far as that. And now you're getting ready to go against an opponent who's right below. So it's just bad.
Yeah.
Anytime a coach is fired within season, and I've been through it twice. It's a hard thing to do, man, because there's a lot of confusion and everything like that. But the thing about it is, it's a rallying cry for the players a lot of times. It really, really is, because you do feel like I had some blame in this man getting fired because I didn't do what I needed to do on Sundays to get it done. And so you feel that way and you rally around it, and then you find a coach. And I saw his first presser yesterday, said all the right things of a guy who's trying to motivate his team and everything like that, and gets it. And obviously he wants his damn job. And we've seen Stranger Things with interim coaches get a job.
Yeah, last year, a couple
last
of coaches.
Year, Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
So he wants this job, and so he knows what he has to do to try to get his football team ready. They traded away one of the best players yesterday in Marshall Lattimore, which he is one of the best players on their football team. But they still have, you know, they got Alvin Kamara, and they got the dude who always beats the hell out of Atlanta and Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. And so that is going to be a rallying cry, especially because it's in New Orleans, and the Falcons are coming down there.
Yeah.
And so you got to be prepared for that, and you got to match your energy. Their energy is going to be there. I promise you, it's going to be there. But the Falcons are the better team going down there.
Certainly to start. I think you can take it. I think you could take it from them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that new coach energy could.
It could.
14 nothing in the first quarter.
It
can
go
away
so fast.
I guess it wasn't just him.
It can go away so. it can go away so fast.
I guess it wasn't just. Wasn't old Dennis.
Yeah.
I guess it was us.
Yeah. But I mean, you, if you.
That's got to be. I know the new coach energy for sure, but it's got to be a bit of a gut punch to just trade away your best guy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right. Yeah. So we're punting on this thing, which they should be punting on.
Right.
But like, you know. You lie to yourself. Math, right? Remember we were doing that a couple years ago? Pride and math.
But
it's nice to not have to be doing pride and math conversations.
Yeah. But you're looking at it. I mean, they still have good players. They have an outstanding leader on defense. Yep. Two outstanding leaders on their defensive side of football. That's not going to let – I know they lost the best corner, but it's not going to – it would be more of a talent thing than a scheme or an effort thing.
Definitely.
And everything
going forward. And the Falcons also have that wake-up call of knowing they can come out flat and get beat by a team they're better than, like they did against Seattle a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, you go in there and you play like your life depends on it. You probably come out of New Orleans with a double-digit win. You go down there messing around, you lose. They're an NFL football team, man. You go down there and lose, and that would – kill a lot of positive momentum, so don't do that. All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll come back and unpack the college football playoff rankings, first edition. Georgia is seeded 2, but ranked 3. What does that mean? We'll explain it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.